day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
Life and winning is a bunch of sprints within a marathon. Bunch of sprints within a marathon. And you can't see the end line. Like in a marathon, you know where the end line is. In winning, that win, that race may have an end line, but there's another start line right after. People that are really driven, and this is not about money, and this isn't about fame. This is about, you could be winning as a school teacher. You could be winning as an entrepreneur. You could be winning in business. You could be winning as an athlete. It's that every single time you sprint to that finish line, there's another start line that's coming. It's why it never ends. It's a marathon that just keeps going, going, and going.
We all think about quitting, which is hard. It's hard to process information during pain because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's gonna get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. In that 1 second, I start thinking logically. I calm my brain down because your brain just wants to get the fuck out. It's about gaining control of your mind, putting things back in the proper perspective, and then saying, I really do want to be here. And I'm going to have a bunch of these 1 seconds, and I have to learn to control these because if I fail one of these 1 seconds, I will not be a SEAL. I will not be a doctor. I will not be a lawyer. I will not be whatever the fuck it is. It's all about your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this mother.
You want to be the best? Do you know what it means to be the best? Then you have to continually work on your craft. You have to constantly work on your craft. You can't just stay complacent. You can't be comfortable. You got to get uncomfortable. And you got to go after it. Going after it. Every single day of your life is so important right now. Setting yourself back because you're afraid, because you don't understand. There's a lot of things that none of us understand, but that doesn't mean you stop. Sometimes you got to learn as you go. You got to make the sacrifices every single day of your life. Stop depending on other people. Stop depending on your excuses. Stop setting yourself back instead of setting yourself up and leveling up and getting to where you got to go in your life.
So I'm here to tell you that it will take longer. It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life that ends with regret.
I don't think that it's optional for us to sit on what we have. See, if you're sitting on what you have, what you've been given, I think everybody's been given something to bring to the planet. That only you can do that. Only you can perform that. Only you can initiate that activity. And if you don't do that, if you're not filling in your life with your life work or your mission, then there are gaps in your life. And what we do when we're not living out our true identity, we begin to fill the gaps. We fill the holes with garbage.
That's the fear. The fear is never reaching your potential. That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad.
Take ownership of your mistakes, take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
People don't burn out, people don't quit, people don't underachieve, people don't settle because of what they do. People burn out, people quit, people underachieve, and people settle because life makes them forget why they do it. If we respect it the way we say we respect it, if we love it the way we say we love it, if we cherish it the way we say we cherish it, every single day should be nothing less than excellent. You might not always be your best, but you can always bring me your best.
If you could be in control of your decisions and your actions 100% of the time, what could you not accomplish? And how could you be held back? Success and winning is not convenient. Success and winning is not comfortable. Success and winning in life is going to be a daily task for you.
Always keep going. And always stay focused. Because that's the mentality that you have to have, is that it's never finished. It is never finished.
Your life won't change unless you change. You were put on this earth to do great things. I strongly believe that all of us were put here to uplift ourselves and others and experience joy every single day of our lives. I think many of us have gotten distracted by the many perceived problems of the world. And in doing so, we have taken our focus away from the positive possibilities. We can't discover solutions by focusing on problems. And so it comes down to one thing. We must choose to direct our energy towards positive outcomes. It's the only way to create positive results. As you gain new experiences and continue to focus on improving yourself, you will slowly evolve into a greater version of yourself. However, this process never stops. There is no end to your growth. It is important to avoid viewing your efforts as a means to an end, because that will make it very difficult for you to enjoy the process called life. Having a destination in mind is very important, but try to see that destination as a stepping stone rather than a final destination. The good news is that life does get easier as long as you continually force yourself to improve. There will come a time when it will seem as if your efforts have culminated to a final resting place that I like to call self-reliance, but it is actually just the place where things become effortless and every moment becomes a joy. This is the state that I have been referring to as extreme confidence. It is not a cocky, arrogant way of being, but rather a state of needing nothing. This is what we all desire, whether we consciously know it or not. Self-reliance is something achieved by very few, but it is the mark of true confidence. A self-reliant person does not feel the need to impress others with his or her achievements or knowledge. A self-reliant person feels whole and complete, and does things for no other reason than wanting to do them. Self-reliance could be described as a lack of ego. This doesn't imply that a self-reliant person is completely enlightened, although they might be, but rather goes to explain that they have reached a point where they are at peace with themselves. This is what most of us really want. When you realize that each area of your life affects each and every other area of your life, you will feel empowered and motivated to take more action. Even the smallest improvement in one area of your life will improve other areas of your life that seem totally unrelated. For example, the food you put in your body affects the chemistry of your brain and makes you feel happier and more energetic. An increase in mood and energy can potentially benefit your social life because you will act more outgoing and enthusiastic. People will want to be around you more because of your positive energy, which could potentially lead to a career opportunity of some sort, which in turn benefits your financial situation, which in turn makes you even happier and more positive, which leads you to make even better choices. One simple decision can change your life forever. Ultimately, you are the creator of your own reality. decisions. We make them every day. And with every decision we make, good or bad, our lives are defined just a little more because decisions ultimately shape our destiny. Knowing this, why do some of us continue to make questionable decisions? It might seem like the proverbial angel and devil on each shoulder who want to sway you in one direction or the other. Every decision we make is dependent on our values. We make decisions that lean toward pleasure. We also make decisions that move us away from things we've determined are not as pleasurable. The need to avoid pain and seek pleasure drives everything we do. People will do more to avoid pain than they will do to gain pleasure. What lengths will we go to? It all depends on our standards and our focus. Better decision making begins with self-awareness, the ability to identify and express our emotions and thoughts. Learning what drives our decisions is the first step toward total control of our emotions and lives. There are three surprising factors that drive all the decisions we make. What you focus on, you feel, and it's what drives decision making like nothing else can. Will you make decisions out of fear or out of positivity, hope, and love? Will you focus on the past and let it define you, or will you let it go? Every moment of our lives, we're answering three crucial questions. The first question is, what are you going to focus on? Do you focus on what you can control or what you can't control to engage in better decision making? We must shift our focus to what we can control. Do you focus more on things from the past, present, or future? To enjoy the moment and build an extraordinary future, you must balance between present and future, but let go of the past. The second question is, what meaning will you give to this experience? Is this the end or the beginning? Is this a punishment or a gift? Meaning is everything. And it defines the third question. What am I going to do with this experience? If you think you're being punished, you're going to react in a different way than if you're seeing it as a gift. You are the architect of your life, and the way you choose to experience that life is what drives your decisions. Many people think that what drives decision making is a matter of self-control, but studies have shown that self-control is either hardwired or it's not. And it can be depleted. Therefore, self-control is not as reliable as our standards. Higher standards lead to better decision-making. Raise your standards or make a shift in your beliefs and values, and then you will make the right choices. When you have a decision, whether it's straightforward or complicated, you often know what the correct choice is, but what option do you choose? The difference between two people who make opposite decisions in any given scenario is their own standards. To write that report, grab that cookie, or not. It's all dependent on how high your standards are. Ultimately, what drives decision making is also linked to the level of hunger you have. Achievers, those people who are determined to succeed, have a hunger for success, and as such will make better decisions because their standards are so high. It's not self-control. It's their high standards that push them forward. Achievers use failure to push through instead of letting it push them down. Someone on the other end of the spectrum might blame their failures on lack of self-control, but they don't have the hunger or the high level of values to push through. However, these values can be learned. Raising your standards, values, or beliefs is not as hard as it may seem. Did you ever think about where your values come from? They come from other people. It's said that we take a little piece of everyone we have in our lives. You decided to keep the values and standards of various people you like, unconsciously modeling them and rejecting the values you didn't like. Decisions shape destiny. And right now, you may have a set of standards that isn't working for you. You can change them by consciously evaluating what drives your decisions, keeping what works, and getting rid of what doesn't.